This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now, the World Health Organization recommends that we do a minimum of 150 minutes of moderate intensity, or 75 minutes of vigorous intensity cardio per week. That's a new word. How you do your cardio? Intensio. That's what we're going to do from now on. To find out how we can do it from home, Lewis Ingram is a lecturer in physiotherapy at the University of South Australia and joins us again. Lewis, welcome back to Drive.
Yeah, thanks for having me back, Warren. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you. Now, last night, I must admit, I did eat quite a bit of ice cream, so I do need to get into the cardio, but I don't have any equipment at home to do it. So what is the best equipment to have at home to do cardio? Or do you need any?
To be honest, you don't actually need any. But the recent article we wrote for The Conversation, we talked specifically about comparing the treadmill to the stationary bike to the rowing machine. So in that respect, if we're going to compare those three things, like most things in life, the answer is it depends. So it depends on who you are, what your goals are, where your current health status is at. So, yes, it's a bit of a loaded question, so we need to consider the individual in front of us.
But there's so much equipment out there. So how do you determine which one, though? Like, let's say, you know, I want to get into cardio. I want to do it at home because I can watch TV while I'm doing it for whatever reason. I go to a fitness store. How do you work out which one is best for you, though?
Yeah, it's tough, I guess, from that respect. But I think if we look at, like, fundamentally, the best exercise is the exercise that gets done. When it comes to compliance, you've fundamentally got to enjoy what you do. So if you're someone who absolutely dreads running, and there's a lot of people out there that just fundamentally hate running, the treadmill is probably going to be the worst thing you can purchase, because it will just collect dust and it'll be a great place to hang wet clothes. Whereas if you love your cycling, then a stationary bike is going to be a great investment for you.
Let's break it down. We spoke about in the introduction what the World Health Organization's recommendations are. How do you know, how do you measure, yes, if you don't have all the equipment, how do you know what's moderate exercise and what is vigorous exercise and where your heart rate is, all that sort of thing? What's a good rule of thumb that we could use at home if we're not that technical and into it?
No, that's a great question, Warren. The best way you can do it is use what's called the torque test. So the torque test is this idea that when you're exercising, if you can speak in full sentences without having to take a breath while you're exercising, then that's going to get you into that low to moderate intensity zone that you mentioned earlier. So that's a good way to accumulate that 150 minutes per week at a intensity where you can speak comfortably in sentences. When you go up and you struggle to start speaking in sentences, like you might be able to say three or four words, then you're starting to hit that sort of more vigorous intensity. So that's a good way of just gauging it, a good low-tech way to just to make sure you're in that right zone to hit your goals.
We're chatting with Lewis Ingram, lecturer in physiotherapy at the University of SA, about what's your best option when it comes to doing some cardio at home. Lewis, 150 minutes per week of moderate intensity. Now, as I say that, I think there's no way I do 150 minutes of cardio. I mean, I do gym work every day, but that's a lot for can you split it up? Like, is there an optimum number, three times per week? What's the time, or is two, you know?
Another good question. I like to use the beer drinking analogy. So if you can have a case of beer, which I actually personally don't drink, so it's probably not a good analogy from my perspective. I can give you a case of beer and say, okay, Warren, you got a week to drink this. What's the worst way you could go about that? And probably the worst way is just do it all at once. But if you spread that out over a few, over a course of a week, it's probably not going to be as bad. So I think when you look at cardio, probably not a bad option. So I think it's keeping it quite simple. If you can hit 5 days a week, 30 minutes, and that can be just like some moderate intensity walking, Even like even building something into your commute. So, for example, I used to live in Sydney, and I used to actually run to work. Now, that's not that might not be viable for a lot of people because they live too far away. But I used to treat clients who were runners themselves, and if it was too far away, they might catch a bus 3/4 of the way into work and then run the last quarter. So little things like that where you can do what we call, I guess, exercise snacking. It doesn't need, say, let's say if you are aiming to hit 30 minutes 5 times a week, you don't actually need to do 30 minutes continuous. You might do 5 minutes in the morning. You might have a 10 or 15 minute little jog or something like that at lunchtime and then just do another 5 or 10 minutes in the evening. It doesn't need to be 30 minutes continuous.
I love that. A new term, so exercise snacking.
As long as you accumulate that time, yeah.
Exercise snacking.
Yeah, exercise snacking, yes.
Not exercise and snacking.
And also, depends what you're snacking on, I guess, but that ice cream, it can certainly taste good, so it can be worthwhile.
Just one final question for you, Lewis. Let's say we forget the equipment. It's too much money, can't be bothered. It ends up on, I still think, that and, you know, those fans, those cheap pedestal fans, they are the two most common things that I always see on Nature's Chips at Hard Rubbish Collections. But I digress. Let's say you want to get your cardio up. You don't want to invest some money. You don't want to hire the equipment. You don't want to do that at all. You are going to just do some cardio, but you hate running. What can you do?
Yes. Again, if you are happy to go outside, there's nothing wrong with walking, walking up hills, walking down hills. Something if you want to do at home, again, it can be a little bit more high impact on the joints, but skipping, jump rope, that's another great option. If you can always do some sort of body weight circuit, so think accumulating some, I guess you said you like going to the gym, but you can do some sort of body weight exercises, so things like squat jumps, mountain climbers, push-ups. You might set the clock for 30 seconds and do 30 seconds of push-ups and then you can sort of squat jumps. Then you might do 30 seconds of mountain climbers and take a minute's break and you might do a couple of circuits like that. So they're all examples of ways you can elevate your heart rate and with absolutely no equipment at all in the space of your backyard or even indoors. I think fundamentally at the end of the day, you need to just do something that elevates your heart rate so you're huffing and puffing, and you want to do something that you enjoy, because at the end of the day, you want it to be you don't want it to be a short-term 6-week hit where you're just going to go and drop some weight. Ideally, if you want to live a healthy lifestyle, it needs to become a part of your almost your daily or weekly repertoire. So do something you enjoy. That's the most important thing I'd always say.
So sustainable exercise snacking. Love it, Lewis. Good to chat with you. Thanks for joining us.
Great. Thanks for having me on. Thanks, Warren.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Lewis Ingram, lecturer in physiotherapy at the University of South Australia. There you go. Exercise snacking, not exercise and snacking.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.